This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. It's 8:37 in the morning. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have your chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime Adventures by Disney England and France vacation. This is 8 days, 7 nights. It's this huge Disney vacation package to England and France for two. We're getting people qualified all week at 9:05 and 5:05. 9:05 and 5:05.
Nobody does it better than Disney.
Nope. So if you're going to go to Europe, that's who you should go with. And we'll have your first chance to get qualified at 9 o'clock.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. It's all fun and games until you see your name in the copy and realize today's news report is sponsored by your own shame. SFGCJM.com, your jewelry destination since 1983 and making the morning show uncomfortable since 2018.
It's been a while.
SFGCJM.com. That's SFGCJM.com. All right, here's what's happening. Right. So the Super Bowl happened yesterday and the Niners lost it 31-20. Bryn's not near the button.
I have this one, okay.
Oh, that's fine. Sure. So
we tried real hard.
And then got ripped off by the refs. Right.
The referees are jerks.
While I'm on football, if I could, real fast.
And we're crying, yes.
The Patriots are hoping to offer Tom Brady over $30 million a year to stay, as the Chargers and Raiders are both hoping to
get their shot.
Win him for the opening of new stadiums. They've got new stadiums they've got open, and the name Tom Brady, and knowing Giselle's out there in the audience somewhere, that just might be what LA needs. Actually, they both could use the
he
star
power. He
said
in the ad, I'm not going anywhere.
As in, I'm going to play football.
For the New England Patriots.
Well, we'll see. $30 million is what the guy deserves since he's taking pay cuts. You hear the guy took pay cuts every year his
to
whole
keep
career.
Keep him under the cap, right? Listen, he doesn't need the money, but
right,
is this a money play? Maybe.
This is the common argument on sports radio is, that's fine, he took pay cuts, so where did they spend the money? Because he never has players around him. Hmm. So the argument is, yeah, they saved money on him, but they didn't spend it anywhere else.
They've got good other players.
Oh, do they?
He just outshines them all.
Okay.
It's Tommy.
All right. You say.
Thank God he was on the Super Bowl yesterday. Jesus.
Speaking of on the Super Bowl, yes. So first of all, I should mention that right now, the Democrats are making their way around Iowa. Today is a big day to begin the beginning of the end, as the voting actually starts, and we'll see the Democrats finally pick a contestant.
Yes, here's our guy. Let's all rally around the flag. The pocket full of shells.
Also, I just wanted to mention this because it was interesting. During the Super Bowl, there was an ad where they start talking about Donald Trump, and the missus goes, who do you think paid for this? And I'm like, Donald Trump. It's an ad for him.
Yep.
And sure enough, this ad was bought by Donald Trump.
Well, this is approved by him, but it's some super PAC. It's
whatever
just, you know, some billionaire has decided that Donald Trump's good for business.
Big
I'm
ad.
Donald Trump, and I have approved this message.
Right. The coronavirus is in the news again today, as a second person in Santa Clara County has been diagnosed. Now, this is in at 7. This was yesterday at 7:38 p.m. But they're saying a second person in Santa Clara has been diagnosed with the new coronavirus. They also say two others were diagnosed in a neighborhood in San Benito County. 11 people in total in the United States have the condition. part of a growing outbreak that killed 361 people in China so far.
That we know of.
And has sickened almost 20,000 people worldwide.
This is getting bad.
Oh, they're plenty scared about what this could be. Only one person has died outside of China, a man in the Philippines, who'd been in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak. I also have this, which, look, I'm piecing this together from different sources, so bear with me, but they're saying that Chinese scientists say they have more evidence that the new virus that recently emerged in China likely originated in bats.
Oh.
In two papers published today in the Journal of Nature. In the journal Nature, scientists reported they say they saw it in several patients in Wuhan, and they say it's closely related to the viruses that caused SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. Hmm. And they believe it originates in bats, although it jumped to cats before infecting people in 2003. That's when the international outbreak, right. They say the latest, although scientists suspect the latest virus outbreak in China began at a seafood market in Wuhan, where wild animals were on sale and in contact with people, though they have not pinpointed it exactly. But that's more information than you probably wanted. I just feel like this is taking over the news cycle.
Right.
The World Health Organization is working with Google to ensure that people get facts rather than thinking that walking around thinking corona beer is somehow related to this. So,
well, only idiots think that, so we don't have to worry too much about that.
Really?
You know some idiots?
Yeah.
So you know some idiots? Huh.
They're around. There are plenty of them.
Sure.
I mean, they're percentages, right? We work in numbers here.
It's true.
Anyway, so that's the latest. It's here. So if you think it's not, it is.
So
four people
seclude
so far.
Yourself, isolate yourself. Don't
wear a mask everywhere you
people.
Go. See how
sure,
that does.
Sure, let's go latex gloves and mask. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands. And don't go out in public and just stay in your house and shiver with a bottle of gin.
According to a new survey, one out of three people say their ideal relationship is not monogamous.
Oh.
One out of three. That's got to involve the youngsters, right?
It must. The kids these days.
I trip out on how many people, when you talk to people and about their history and you ask them stuff and they start telling you, oh, yeah, I've done that. You go, who thought to ask that at 16? I didn't.
Right.
I was just trying to get regular old, plain old.
Sure. Kids these days are so exposed to so much more, you know? It's so all out there. What's that girl doing? Let me look into that.
I'm with a naked lady. I can't even think to ask for more than the regular old.
But it's just being sold to you, you know, all the stuff. God, like twerking is a totally, you know, my niece twerks all the time. I'm just like, oh my God.
Your niece does? How do you know? You see her posting it?
No, well, I've seen her post it too, but yeah, when we were hanging out with her, she'd just like put her legs up the wall and start twerking. I'm like, twerking? What's happening here? And it's just, she's laughing.
What are her legs up the wall? What does that mean?
She walks them up, so she's like, I don't know, does a handstand, puts her legs against the wall. And twerking with her
my
legs
God.
Up the wall. She's like, watch this! I'm like, oh my God, I really think you need a spanking right now. Stop doing that.
Well, that might make it.
It's just what the kids are doing.
So like push-up position, right, then?
Yeah.
Like,
hands down on the floor, legs way up the wall.
And then twerks.
And then she twerks. Yes. She's like, isn't this funny?
Can you do that, Sarah?
No. Honestly, I won't even try because I'm sure I could. But I won't.
56% of people in this story want monogamy. Almost a third, though, want to be able to have multiple partners and relationships.
We'll have a good time with that.
Well, I guess if you can get it. Young people are most likely to want an open relationship. Older you get, the more likely you are to be in favor of monogamy.
Yeah, the problem with someone to watch TV with at night, you know?
Relationships, as you get more serious with a person, is that you do start living with them, and then you do start commingling your stuff.
If they're getting ready for a date, it's a little bit awkward.
It would be weird, and you'd be thinking to yourself, like, hold on, so we have a shared bank account, and you're still...
So you're taking my money and taking this other person out for dinner.
it stops flying after
it's
a while.
It's weird. So it's okay, though. I mean, if young people can get down with it.
If you can make that happen for yourself, you go for it. You do you. And do everyone else around you.
Would you be disappointed if either of your boys said, I will never be monogamous. I want to pursue
excited that they were talking to me about anything romantic or love-based that I would be like, oh, tell me more. I don't know.
Talk to you about any of it?
They just don't want me to know, I guess. I mean, maybe it's because I have a radio show. I don't know.
Well, like, you're pretty careful.
I am. I try to be.
With them?
Not that careful. I could be way more careful.
Okay.
But then I write the check to the school and, you know, and drive the other one to... I mean, like, I feel like, you owe me too.
Does seem like
you're driving in the car that Alice built.
Yeah. Mm. No doubt. How often do you give someone a compliment?
I try to give compliments a lot.
Only 40% of people say they do it daily. 2% of people say they never give a compliment to anyone.
Why?
I don't know.
It actually makes you feel good, too.
I don't necessarily fish for compliments. I don't.
Oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah. How's this look? Did you like that?
I don't. And I don't even. They don't even really penetrate. I got a thick head. It doesn't really work for me. So But I do like to give them because you can see. It lights a person
up. It makes someone feel happy. And that you know, you know what it is? It's not even so much what you say. It's that you noticed them, you know? Like I think they're free, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I try to give them all the time.
I don't know if
my
kid learned
it. I work with amazing people. I live with amazing people. Like, I want to tell them.
I don't know where my kid learned it from, but she absolutely will break out a compliment in a quiet moment just to, I think, I love your tattoos. I'll be like, oh boy, I've heard that before. I don't know.
That's sweet.
It is? Or is she fishing for one back?
Maybe she is.
I don't know what
she's
up
one.
To. Well, I do. That's the thing. I just give her lots of them.
Yeah. Well, that's why she gives it to you.
Sure.
Well, just makes someone feel like they're paying attention to you and that they like you. It feels good.
Only 40% of people do it daily. So think about that today. Yeah. If you see someone and you in your head, don't meet to them, though, or don't... Hashtag me.
Yeah,
to,
don't
know.
Be like, oh, the curve of your ass feels great cupped in my hand. That is not a good compliment.
Be appropriate.
Yeah, try to keep it, you know, above board.
But if you can, you know.
You're doing something different with your hair. It looks amazing.
Share that.
Sure.
In a nice.
Without a boob grab.
Work
you know,
appropriate right. way. Do that. Make someone's day. It's nice.
I think that when you let your beard go for a couple days like that, it's very sexy.
Are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I like to hear that.
Where's my effing compliment?
Well, it's not, I mean, isn't it?
Are you going to say, your eyes look slightly less puffy today? Well, thank you.
I'll sneak one up on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want to.
I was kidding. But you do look, I think you look very rugged and manly.
Thank you so much. And also lazy, because I didn't want to deal
with it.
No,
no, it's fine.
It's been hard. I got a lot going on.
I know.
And I love how many people heard me say earlier, I'm hoping for calmer waters soon.
You are allowed to hope for things,
the number
Vinny.
Of people that wrote in just crushing me for even saying that. It's sad that you really want to just ruin me.
Well, they just want to...
Let me
lower
live,
your expectations.
Let
a
me
little.
Live with hope. It's how I'm getting through
agree,
my days right now, for crying out loud.
This too shall pass.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 42-year-old Sean Yoakum pulled a knife and tried to rob a store in Lafayette, Indiana, Tuesday morning. The employees immediately knew who he was because the cashier was Sean's brother.
Oh.
The brother and another employee close. The protective glass around the checkout area, so Sean left empty-handed, and then they called the cops.
My brother just tried to roll the joint. Can you,
Jeez.
He lives at my house with Mom.
Police found Sean hiding in an alley behind his house a few blocks away, and he finally dropped the knife after they tased him and shot him with a beanbag.
Oh.
He's facing attempted robbery, resisting arrest, and third charge for an outstanding warrant.
Oh, don't tase me, bro.
Yikes.
Beanbags, those probably hurt, huh?
Leave oh, yeah. Bruise.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear about being mad enough.
I never got shot with that. I got shot with salt. The farmers used to do that when you'd be all...
Oh, like the rock salt?
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it probably sounds like... But we were kids on their...
Yeah, no. That stings. Yeah. It happened to Uma Thurman's character in Kill Bill.
Oh.
Remember, she got shot in the chest with the rock salt, and then he... Wakey-wakey.
Nothing was that close. That was pretty close, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing like
Point
that.
Point blank, in the chest, rock salt.
Our text number is 800-400-360. I just looked over to Brent's computer and he saw his Bieber up. You're listening to Bieber, aren't you?
No, well, I was just trying to look up the Uma Thurman rock salt thing and Bieber is still there. Oh, damn. Yeah.
That's my wedding song.
There she goes. Here she is. Yeah, he drops her right out the door. Boom.
Oh, yeah. That's not... Oh. Ouch.
Oh. God, that movie's so great.
That's my wedding song, Vinny. Please don't make fun. Are you talking One Time is your wedding song? You had Bieber.
You had a child sing your wedding song? That's weird.
It is a good song. I have
is
to
it?
Admit.
Okay. It is. This lady had it for her wedding song.
I don't want my daughter to be, you know, I don't want her to get crazy over it. But, I've watched it
Let
five times. I like it.
I'm pretty sure they're talking about the Brian Knight song. This song.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Duh.
One.
Oh, my God, Sarah. Two, really? Brian McKnight? Bryn, never leave. Brian McKnight, famously a Boys to Men. What?
Listen, in my own mind, there's a whole thing going on.
Yeah, there is.
I'm like, Brian McKnight, he must be one of the Boys to Men. I've actually heard his name. He's got to be in that other band.
When I was 14 years old, I would cry myself to sleep every night listening to Brian McKnight's song "One Last Cry." It still gets me.
Oh,
why would you want to cry yourself to sleep every night?
It's a good song.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Look
sing
at
it, Bryn.
Go.
Sing it. Next time we do a karaoke day, we got to have Bryn sing some Brian McKnight.
All right, here's the hook. Here's the hook.
Okay, sing it. Sing it loud.
Nah.
Do it.
One last cry before I leave it all behind.
Will you stop it?
Why are you doing it that way?
Just sing it.
I'm trying to sing in the background. I know she's trying to put me on blast here.
I just want to hear you sing. You get to hear us sing all
the
time.
Yeah, you're a good singer. What's your problem? Not,
do it. No. Here we go.
My voice is
here it comes.
Rough today.
Just do it.
It's not rough today.
Take a deep breath and do it.
No, it's fine. I just want you guys to experience the joy of Brian McKnight.
If you're not
going to
sing, then turn this guy off because I can't take it. God, it's awful. Brian McKnight and Justin Bieber tangent was hilarious. It wasn't meant to be.
It's really kind of just the way the show goes some days. Anything to not talk about the Niners.
That was a complete accident. All right, more
Sarah
after these.
And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.